Greetings in Jesus' name on the 6th day of December, the year of our Lord, 2021. It's currently in the 40s outside with rain falling this morning and a warm day planned, but temperatures will be crashing tomorrow and looks like we're going to have a snowstorm coming through this area on Tuesday and Wednesday. We had a tremendous day on yesterday. Full day of preaching. Brother Randy Bain was here preaching. Bruce Turner preaching all day. Had an adult man walk the aisle on Sunday morning and gloriously get saved. What a joy it was to see that. A man from San Jose, California, that had come over to visit a family member that was having a 40th anniversary celebration. And he came from San Jose to Sanford, Maine, and found the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we give God the glory for what he did. On yesterday in the singing, the choir was just hitting it out of the park, and the Lord anointed us afresh and anew, and the special singers were just tremendous. Our family presented a brand new song last night that we've been working on entitled All Along, and it's a great truth in the chorus when it says, All Along, our Lord has been guiding us and leading us and taking care. It's just wonderful to be able to sing together as a family. We're preparing our hearts now to go down and to welcome some 100, 130 guests to our facilities that will be driving in and flying in and being a part of the conference today and tomorrow. The Pastor Refreshers Conference 2021. And we're just praying that the Lord will protect us and take care of us as he so faithfully has done down through the years. In your Bible today, I want to call your attention to Daniel chapter number 3. The Bible says in Daniel chapter 3 and verse number 16, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. These three men of God had already made a determination in their mind how they were going to answer the king. The king was desirous of everyone falling down before his image. The king was desirous for everyone to be a part of this worship of this image. But here's three men that already made what the observation. They said, I already know. We've talked about this. No doubt we've prayed about this. We've sought God about this. And King Nebuchadnezzar, we're not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. They knew that the God that they served was a God of deliverance. Can somebody help me preach a little bit this morning? A God of deliverance. A God who delivers us not only out of the pit of hell and not only out of the bondage of sin, but a God that can deliver us in the midst of a pandemic. Stop, for heaven's sake, stop living in fear. We're living in fear. Our God that can save us is the same God that can sustain us. And I love what it says in this passage of Scripture. It says, the God we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O King. And then the next verse, an interesting observation. But if not, be it known unto thee, O King, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. And what they were simply saying is the song that we've sung down through the years. I'm a winner either way, if I go or if I stay. We must get it down in the deep of our soul that we're a winner either way. And they said, if the king, if you don't deliver us, and if the fiery furnace licks up all of our clothes and we burn up, just be it known unto you, there is one thing that you can guarantee us three young men are not going to do. We're not going to bend to your idol. When we read the story through the book of Daniel, we understand they didn't bend, and for sure they ended up not burning. concerning their God that they were trusting delivered them. And I want you to be assured today that our God that we're trusting is the same God that can deliver us. Trust Him today with your life. Trust Him today with your situation. He will deliver. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful, Christ-filled, marvelous Monday. And we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.